AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. More than 40 million Americans from the South to Midwest are bracing for strong thunderstorms, hail, and possible tornadoes later tonight. After about a dozen twisters hit Oklahoma, this man lost everything.
Yeah, it's material things, but it's still, it's your heart. Your family's worked hard for all this. It's hard.
Three people died there. The Pentagon's now taking steps to prepare for possible evacuations in Sudan. Here's CBS's David Martin.
U.S. officials say special operations forces have been moved to an American base in the African country of Djibouti. U.S. officials are trying to arrange a ceasefire that would allow U.S. troops to conduct an evacuation through the airport. Without a ceasefire, it may be too dangerous for Americans to get to the airport or for the special operations forces to fly in.
Sources tell CBS News President Biden may make a big announcement next week on his reelection plans. It'll likely come on April 25th. Not solid, but it happens to be the same day that he announced his run 4 years ago. A Hollywood actor dodges criminal charges.
Alec Baldwin was facing two charges of involuntary manslaughter. He was holding the prop gun when it accidentally went off, killing the film's cinematographer and seriously injuring the director. Baldwin argued charging him was a miscarriage of justice.
That's CBS's Steve Futterman, a weapons specialist, still faces trial. Another random violent shooting, this time in the South. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Police in Gaston County, North Carolina, are looking for a man who allegedly shot and wounded his neighbors, a six-year-old girl and her parents, after their basketball rolled into his yard.
I think the bullet came back and it hit me, and the bullet went in my cheek.
District Attorney Travis Page.
We'll be damn sure to be loud and clear when this case comes to court.
The House passed a bill today banning federally funded schools from allowing transgender athletes to compete on girls' sports teams. House Majority Whip Tom Emmer.
The left's lunacy is robbing women and girls of equal opportunities in the name of inclusion.
The bill's not likely to pass the Senate. Well, happy 420 day to all who celebrate. It is an unofficial weed holiday, and a new CBS News poll finds that more people are celebrating. CBS's Fred Backus.
A majority of Americans think marijuana use should be legal in their states. That's something that's been true for a while now. But the latest CBS News poll shows that now a slight majority, 53%, also thinks that using marijuana out in the open is socially acceptable. That's a reversal from just 2 years ago.
This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. Officers in Portage County responded to a strange call last night for help. The caller said they hit something in the road. When they got out to look, they found a bobcat stuck in the grill of the car. Officers called in a conservation warden who was able to pull the large bobcat out and get it into the back of a pickup truck. The animal was taken to the area where it was struck and released back into the wild. The statewide tornado drill scheduled for today has been postponed. Storms are expected today. The National Weather Service may need to issue actual warnings, so the test has been pushed to Friday with the same schedule of 1:45 and 6:45 p.m. However, if the weather is bad again tomorrow, the test will be canceled until next year. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Paid for by U.S. Telecom. Closing the nation's digital divide is more important than ever. Broadband internet opens doors to education, jobs, and healthcare. America's broadband providers are making historic levels of investment, including $86 billion in 2021 alone, to bridge the divide. But millions of Americans, many in rural areas, still lack access to high-speed internet. New federal infrastructure investment will provide more than $42 billion to expand the nation's broadband connectivity. U.S. Telecom President and CEO Jonathan Spalter.
Broadband providers exist to connect communities to opportunity. We did this first through telephone lines and now high-speed internet. Working alongside our company's own investments, these once-in-a-generation federal funds can help achieve our shared goal of high-speed internet for all. State and local officials can lead by ensuring these funds are used wisely by partnering with companies that have proven experience connecting our communities.
To learn more, visit ustelecom.org.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season to master.
You're listening to independent programming that has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. To learn more and to see our entire broadcast lineup, go to civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is your co-host, Danielle Fairman. Joel Clayfish, our fearless leader, our one and only man with a plan, is gone again this week. So that means we have another girl episode. I'm not mad at that at all whatsoever. Do love Joel. Joel is the best. But, you know, again, as I say, per every show, girl talk about hunting and fishing is a different demographic. What's the word I'm looking for?
Atmosphere. I got you, girl.
Okay. Well, that was weird. But as you can hear, Jessica Ann, Miss Wild Race herself, is here again this week. So last week we talked all about how Wild Race, I could not do W's and R's.
Did you say R's?
Yes. R's.
Ours.
Well, okay. So wheels. What's another name for wheels?
Tires.
What
did you say? One more time.
Tires. Iron. Okay.
Okay. No R's.
No R's and no W's. W, cause I just can't. Can't.
So you can never be a pirate.
But okay, quick information about me.
Yes.
I lived in Florida and Arkansas. So I feel like
it's a weird Southern thing.
So
maybe.
I feel like those stuck with me for a little bit. And I also just, you know, failed at school. So I don't know. But here I am, co-host of a radio show and was on Kill It, Clean It, Cook It with Joel Clayfish for many years on Channel 12. But here we are. Okay. Back to you. I don't want to talk about me. Back to you. So Wild Race, second season. Airs on Wednesdays at 4 Eastern Standard Time, so
yep.
3 o'clock here.
Yep.
And then on Sundays at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time.
Yes!
Look at me go!
Look at you go! Yes! Love it.
So this was, okay, I don't know what episode. Maybe it was the fifth episode that just aired with Wisconsin Youth Hunt?
Fourth. Yep.
Fourth. And with the two gentlemen. So can you just give us a quick rundown on what happened on that episode and what happened on the hunt at your cabin where it all started.
Yeah. So season two, like you said, is airing on Sportsman's. So this week we had the Wisconsin Youth Whitetail episode. So that is where we took two kids. I took Brooklyn and we ran a contest. So it's really cool when we do youth events. We run contests, we have family members, friends, anyone who thinks of a youth that's deserving of this opportunity, apply for it. And then we do all the fun things. We show up with a camera crew. We tell them they're going to be on TV. They get to hunt with me. We get to do all the things. Brooklyn, we actually took her because she's from Butternut, Wisconsin. So
Butternut?
Butternut, that's Wisconsin. It's a thing. Kansasville is a thing.
Yep, I know that one.
It's a thing. So Butternut from Wisconsin. So way, way up north. So we actually met them in Wausau and there was Fletcher's. It was an archery, or not archery, excuse me. It was a gun range and they let us come and we were able to take her and we did all the things. We surprised her there. Mm-hmm. Her parents told her it was like a finalist thing. So we showed up, told her, nope, you were chosen. They had the range to ourselves, and we had, nice. Yeah, so we
no
practiced.
Pressure.
Exactly, right?
Mm-hmm.
They let us take her rifle and practice shooting. We did some firearm education there. We gave her all the goodies. So Faradine actually donated a bunch of stuff to her. Sitka was a big sponsor, so they got both of these kids. Henry was the other, the little boy that got chosen. So we got both Brooklyn and Henry head to toe, like brand new Sitka gear.
Oh, hot dog. That is nice.
It was so nice.
I am new with this grown-up money situation.
Right?
And I just bought myself new spring, fall, and some rain gear of Sitka. Sitka and
hurt
DS.
Hurt the bank account.
Yeah, but Sitka, great thing. But I don't know if everybody knows, because I found out maybe 2 years ago that there is a military discount. So if there is a military, I don't know how much off.
Yeah.
20 off, 25, 30. I don't really know how
Something
much.
Something like that, probably.
But a friend of ours is Marine.
Oh, fun.
So I just, you know, said, hey, wink, wink, hint, hint. This is my birthday present.
Love that.
Here's some money. Can we get some the military discount? Which
That's
obviously
awesome.
I don't support, you know.
Absolutely.
Acting like that. But if you're military, go to Sitka, because it's 100% worth it.
I think
it.
Law enforcement too, first responders, all that. I believe they all get discounted through Sitka.
Perfect.
And a few other, like ID.me, because being a nurse, I think through ID.me, there's a bunch of different things that you can do.
What's ID.me?
So it's a website you can go to if you, I think even some teachers can do it, public service members of any kind, first responders, military, they verify you and your ID and your identity, and then you can have exclusive discounts through various companies. Yeah.
That's
so
really
a lot
nice.
Of them are in the outdoor industry. I know that there's a lot, like if you look or ask, that they do offer that for military first responders, and
that's perfect.
Yeah. So we did, so Sitka did that, and then Vortex, also being Wisconsin.
Ooh.
Vortex got these kids each brand new binos. They got sweatshirts and hats and jackets, and they got like water bottles and all sorts of fun things from
Wonderful.
Vortex. So it was really awesome that they got just completely spoiled. And then we took them, we had like a full like safety day, so which was really cool. So that was at McMiller's, which is in Palmyra Eagle. I think we talked about it a little bit last time. So they have everything from 3D archery to like rifle ranges, pistol ranges. They have everything, sporting clay courses. It's super fun there, very family friendly, host events, things like that. So that's, they're a huge sponsor of mine and amazing place to go to as far as like just being like a one-stop shop for all of that. So they had an open house, and we had one of our sponsors, Half Rack, and Josh, being one of the owners, actually did like a whole, he works with Novix tree stands. And so he did a whole demo on like climbing safety, harness safety with the kids. Every time I take kids out, I always want to be able to watch them operate and handle a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
And so that I know before we go on the field in a very controlled environment.
That's
this is
anybody, any
yes,
adult, any children.
Like, absolutely.
Every once in a while, you know, there's a sour apple. Somebody forgets something. It happens. It definitely happens.
All the time.
But you always, no matter if it's a child, if it's an adult, someone that's been doing it forever, someone that's new, check it.
Absolutely.
Check. Always
it's,
check.
It's always good, even as... For me, like I remember going back now, like doing all these youth events, like reteaching firearm safety and like going back to like thinking about like the firearm safety that I went through and the hunter safety. And I'm like, okay, like Tab K, right?
Tab K.
So did you remember what Tab K is?
Treat your firearm as if it's always loaded.
Yep.
Always be sure of your target and beyond.
Yep.
Be sure to keep your finger off the trigger guard. Or no, B. B.
Always point your A is always point your muzzle in the right direction.
Oh.
B is be sure of your target and what's beyond.
Hey, I got some
and,
of it. And then keep your
K
finger
is
off
keep
the
your trigger.
Trigger.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well,
Close enough. Hey, you got 3 of the 4.
That was like 12 years ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So super excited. So we did that, and then we took them to my cabin, which is where everything started with me, right? So like where grandpa, my dad, and everybody, because I'm like, well, we could have taken them to any other place, right? We had so many amazing opportunities and offers, but what more of a special place to take them than my own family cabin?
Yeah.
So we took them there, Brooklyn with me. Henry went with the boys, and then Brooklyn and I sat, and she had 2 doe tags. We verified the tags before we went out, and she still had a buck tag. And so we gave her the opportunity, like whatever it is that she wanted, you know, we can kind of work with that. And then same with Henry. So Henry ended up shooting his very first buck. It was it was a smaller buck, but you know what? It was his first buck, and it was amazing. It was an awesome, awesome.
It was so exciting.
Yeah.
That
just to kind of
so
see him, like, you know, to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooklyn, she ended up, it was really funny. she was sitting on my lap and she ended up shooting. We saw a couple does come out and I'm like, oh, that was a big, that's a big girl.
Mm-hmm.
So she ended up shooting her. There was a smaller doe to the left. And she literally shot this big doe and she looks immediately to her left and she's like, that one's still there. Can I shoot? Can I shoot? And I was like, she looks at me and the camera guy and we're like, I mean, you have two doe tags. Yep. That's up to you. That's your decision. Your dad said that you can do it if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So she like literally racks another one in the chamber.
Good
and
job.
She just immediately goes straight for it and literally heart shots.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
And so she that doe dropped and she like her face. I have a different angle of her face because the camera for the TV show, the episode that aired,
mm-hmm.
Is from behind us. And so I have a camera of like literally the phone right here. Oh. So you can like see her reaction and my reaction. I wish I would have been able to put that in the episode because it was just priceless. Like she was like deer in headlights, mouth open, like, did you just see that?
Did this just happen? Pinch me, wake me up.
So she told her dad her agreement was that if she did not, so she heart shot at anything. She did not, like basically she didn't have to field dress it. Well, she had to field dress the gut shot because the first one she got shot in.
Yep.
So that was a fun little thing. That's, so we.
That's definitely a nice stinker right there.
Yeah. So
ooh-wee.
It was fun. So we brought all, so we had three deer down that afternoon. And
fantastic.
So we brought them back and we taught them how to field dress. We had all the fun things to do that. All the things we talk about conservation, you know, because, and, you know, tracking deer too. We got to go over that for mm-hmm. some of that. So her first doe, because it was a gut shot, ran a little bit.
Yeah.
Obviously the first one, the second one dropped. And yeah, it was really, really amazing experience. We got to really wrap it up and both of the kids there had a parent with them. And so it was great to have those memories there. And yeah, it was honestly, it just reminded me like, this is why I do what I do, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's get these kids out there, give them the opportunities, the resources and educate them along the way. So you're
absolutely.
Not just like, hey, let's go hunt. That's great. But like, let's
there's
really bring it back
to
the basics. Yep. Absolutely.
There's a lot more to it. And for those,
absolutely.
And for the youth hunters, it's, there's plenty of incentives out there, not only getting your first harvest, but with the DNR, your first
absolutely.
License is what cheaper? It's like a discount, like $5 or $10,
yep.
whatever it is.
Yep.
And then for, so your youth hunt, so 11 and under, mm-hmm. your first time buyer, or if you're a experienced hunter and you get three new time hunters, trappers or fishermen.
Yeah.
You get a discount.
That's awesome.
Right, too. So, like, there's always an incentive. Like, the DNR wants us out there.
Absolutely.
Because Wisconsin's the greatest place right now in
absolutely.
U.S. to hunt. We have everything from elk to bear to fishing to duck mm-hmm. hunting to deer hunting to all of the hunting.
Yeah.
Just squirrel hunting, as we were talking about a lot last episode. I don't know why. But turkey hunting's coming up. Wildlife fishing.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much to do out here
yep.
that it's absolutely. That's what I was going to do. I was going to look up how many acres in Wisconsin are public land.
Ooh. That's a good question.
I feel like that's a really good, because I know right across the street from me, there's like 4,000 acres. Like,
you know,
there's so much.
There is.
There's no excuse not to get outside and do something.
This is true. It is so different, though, like being out west, right? Like being out west and then being here, it's just, it's a totally different world. And it, you know, and also like coming back to Wisconsin and being able to like see all this stuff here, like where I grew up, it's so crazy just to think of like the things that were around me, right? And the things and opportunities to be able to kind of seek out. So, no, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
Wisconsin consists of approximately 34.8 million acres of land, over 5.7 million acres of this land. Or 16.5% is publicly owned and used for parks, forest trails, and natural resource protection.
That's awesome.
Hot dog.
That is awesome.
When we get back, we will talk more about turkey season, walleye fishing, anything and everything. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789.
Yeah. Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer, the world's first crowdsourced brewery where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee. For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Mary Jane's in Waukesha is truly all things hemp. Celebrate 420 today and let Mary teach you all about the benefits of hemp and recommend the perfect product for whatever ails you. 335 West Main Street in downtown Waukesha. Open daily 11 to 6 or online at maryjanesshempshop.com.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy, fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu, the bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, Eastside, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A tornado watch continues until 8 p.m. tonight. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 38. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 34. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
She'll set the field on fire, just cutting across.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. You're listening to 540 AM WAUK, The Shaw, 101 FM. Give us a call at 844-967-2789. We are at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in Waukesha. The fishbowl, as Joel likes to call it. Give us a wave. Say hello. Do whatever you want. Just come and say
just
hello.
Just not like last week's.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. We had a couple creepers last week.
That was a little creepy. But,
you know. Any attention is good attention? No, not really. I scratch that.
No.
Take it back.
Take
reverse.
That back. Can reverse.
We, Anastasia, can we stop? Can we go back?
We're going to go backwards. Do you with that?
I wish we could.
Yeah.
I wish we could, but we can't.
Dang it, man.
Time is a one-way street, Danielle.
Dang, man.
I love it.
You know, things happen. It makes life interesting. It takes all kinds.
I promise.
Give us a call at 844-967-2789. Find us on Spotify and Apple. Right after the radio show, we go right to Spotify and Apple, so podcasts. You can listen to all of our previous podcasts. I feel like Joel has only been doing this for 6 months, and then I came in 3 months ago. So he started this, and then he's like, you know what? You should probably come on. And I said, you know what? Absolutely. Absolutely. And then can I bring my dog?
So we have Bandit in studio today.
Oh, yeah.
He's always in studio. Except for last week.
Well, we went to dinner beforehand.
True. We had plans.
Yeah. And it was hot.
It was very hot.
Last week I wore a t-shirt or a tank top.
I was going to say.
And then today I'm wearing a sweater.
And I'm wearing a jacket today.
What is happening?
Well, it's supposed to go from like 74, 75 today down to 36.
Hmm.
And so tomorrow I get to go out turkey hunting.
Oh, tomorrow?
So, yeah.
So excited.
Super, super excited. So tomorrow I'm going out. My week started this week. I have a couple tags this season. Super excited. So I'm going to go with my girlfriend, Alex. We've got some really fun opportunities with that. We've scouted a few different areas.
Alex, that was supposed to be here today.
Yes.
Alex.
She's at the DU banquet. We can't be mad at her.
Okay, I understand.
Things are important.
I understand.
Divide and conquer. We can do all things.
We can.
So we're going to go. Tomorrow morning, we set out the blind. I got everything situated. We have, it's going to be an all-girl crew tomorrow. My camera, Krista, is going to be doing the camera. Super, super stoked. It'll be fun. All three girls in the blind. And then.
You know you were from Wisconsin when you say, oh.
Oh.
Oh. So let's see.
Let's see.
This sounds weird with headphones on.
Yeah, it does.
Ooh, okay.
What are you doing? Oh, boy.
I've been practicing. My goal. My goal is to get a turkey with a bow without a call. It's going to happen because you know what I did on my way home from work? I sat on the side of a field at public land and I saw four toms and I just sat there and called. I was that person when you drive by with my hazards on.
Okay.
Looking out in a field full of deer and turkey and hen. Like, they were all full strut, too.
Deer.
And they were talking back to me. I did that.
Did you get hand up?
A hen came from behind me. Bandit was in the vehicle with me. And Bandit started barking. It scared me. And the hen turned around and went, nope. And went right backwards. Dang. I'm like, oh, man, where are you going? But that's public land. Public land.
There you go.
16.5%. Remember?
Heck yeah.
It's right there.
It's right there.
But you gotta admit, that was pretty good though, wasn't it?
I'm pretty impressed.
I've been practicing for like a month.
It was this velvety smooth, velvety smooth. That helped. It's time.
Don't make fun of me. This is my goal. I'm going to do this.
You can do
I'm going to do
so
this.
So tomorrow I'm going to be shooting.
Oh, yeah. Back to you.
Yo, no, you're fine. No, keep going, please. It's going to be like we're in the turkey zone. Please. So tomorrow we're going to be... There you go. It sounds so weird with headphones on.
Doesn't it?
It does. But no, we're going to try. I'm going to go for... There you go. Good cluck.
I know. Velvety smooth.
So we're going to go tomorrow. I'm going to use my bow. So this piece of property that we're at, I decided to... We're going to challenge. And I did get a turkey with my bow last year in Michigan. So I'm going to try... From here on forward, we'll see.
I got a question for you, though.
I have an answer for you.
So, fixed or mechanical?
Fixed, 100%.
Okay.
All day long.
Because I used to be a mechanical.
Nope, fixed all the way.
And I am definitely feeling like I need a change, because when I went out for deer hunting,
mm-hmm.
I missed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two of my three out. I'm like, you sons of biscuits. And then my ring around, my O-ring.
Yeah.
Snapped off. I'm like, what? What?
Wild.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, after that experience, I kind of want to be one and done. And I want to give it another chance.
Yeah, definitely.
One and done with this one and going to fix. So what brand, what do you use? What kind of arrows do you use? What kind of bow do you have?
Ooh.
We have 2 minutes
until break. We have 2 minutes
until
to break.
Halfies. So elevator pitch.
Elevator pitch. So Matthews, V3X, shooting a 29-inch right now. I'm going to be ordering the new Phase 4 here soon. For a sight, I use Spot Hog Fast Eddy, the XL. Mm-hmm. It's a double pin. Love it to death. Right now, I am shooting the Carbon Express Maximas. The reds.
It's juicy.
Didn't like that?
No. I put it in a diaphragm. Fresh out of the box. A little dry.
And I'm going to be shooting.
God. I have cotton mouth, but it has nothing to do with 420. Happy 420.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
And so, my broadheads that we're using, mm-hmm. I actually switched it up. I know you use some magnums.
You can keep talking. We can
I'm
do
just
two
practicing.
Things.
I'm watching
we can
you.
Do two things at
I'm
once.
Watching you. Do you know how long it took me to get used to that? Just be honest.
Because it tickles.
It tickles and it gigs.
So, okay, we're going to go right to break. When we get back, I see that we have Josh on the phone. So when we get back, we'll go right to Josh. We'll continue more about turkey hunting and what types you use, what type I use, compare and contrast, see how it works. Give us a call at 844-967-2789.
I guess that's just the way them wild horses run. Let them run. Long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town world where the sun don't.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Severe weather is in the forecast from Texas up to Wisconsin. This as Oklahoma residents pick up the pieces after last night's tornado-producing storms that killed at least three people. This Oklahoma Baptist University student sheltered in place in Shawnee.
Downstairs in the basement of Rayleigh, whenever the tornado hit, we heard it go over us.
The State Department now says one American has died in Sudan amid fighting between rival factions. The Pentagon is moving U.S. troops in place for a possible evacuation of U.S. citizens there. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
The focus right now is on urging both sides to stop this violence, to abide by a ceasefire, to allow humanitarian aid to get to people that need it.
Confirming a Washington Post report, sources tell CBS News they expect President Biden will make his 2024 re-election campaign announcement via a video clip sometime next week, likely on Tuesday. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves, the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Penalties for reckless driving are about to go up in Wisconsin. The state Senate yesterday passed a bipartisan bill to double the fines for reckless driving from a maximum of $200 to $400. The maximum penalty for a second offense would go from $500 to $1,000. Governor Evers has indicated he plans to sign the bill. More libraries in Wisconsin are giving out free state park passes this year. The Department of Natural Resources says 160 libraries are taking part in the program. The Check Out Wisconsin State Parks program will start giving out 6,300 free passes to state parks, forests, and recreational areas starting May 1st. In sports, the Bucks and Heat are tied in their playoff series one game apiece. Milwaukee won last night 138-122. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Hey, 420 friends, did you know Cheech and Chong was coming into town?
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes are celebrating this 420 season just right. Whether you shop online at knuckleheads.shop, go into their store, or order online for in-store pickup, they are now offering their 420 discount, which is 25% off their delicious Delta 8 and 9 Galaxy edible gummies and their XL brand flower. So shop online at knuckleheads.shop today, or stop on into their Madison and Milwaukee locations,
550 State Street in Madison and 2949 North Oakland Avenue in Milwaukee.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Mary Jane's in Waukesha is truly all things hemp. Celebrate 420 today and let Mary teach you all about the benefits of hemp and recommend the perfect product for whatever ails you. 335 West Main Street in downtown Waukesha. Open daily 11 to 6 or online at MaryJanesHempShop.com.
Danielle Fairman. Before we went to break, we were talking about turkey hunting.
Yes.
So hopefully the person we have on hold, Josh, will be talking about turkey hunting.
That's the plan.
That's the plan, Stan.
Josh
is on hold. We'll get to Josh. Hello, Josh is raised in Wisco. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Fantastic. So we were talking about turkey hunting prior to, are you calling about turkey hunting? Or are we talking about any type of hunting and fishing?
Oh, let's talk about turkey hunting.
Oh, let's do it. So, wait, first, Miss Jessica.
Yes.
She says, you know Josh.
I do.
You know Josh. Josh, we know Josh.
This Hi, Josh. Is Josh Cole. So Hello. Josh Cole is, we actually met on All Things on TikTok.
Oh, TikTok is great. I'm not mad at that at all.
So we had like a group of us that were like, there was a bunch of us that all kind of became friends, and we were like a bunch of misfits throughout the entire United States. And so Josh is from Michigan.
Oh, hello.
And he is part of 810 Outdoors. He literally does our apparel. He's a firefighter by day. He hunts. He's very dedicated. He's done it all. Turkeys, whitetails. He loves, very passionate about waterfowl. And then just like we did in Wisconsin, our youth whitetail, or excuse me, well, just like our whitetail, right, that I was just talking about. Mm-hmm. We also did like a youth waterfowl event. Very similar that Josh actually and his daughter came over here and helped with.
Aww,
his daughter
that's
got
wonderful.
To come. Yeah. And she had hunted and it was super fun. Both him and her came. And then Madison is her name. And Josh's wife is a nurse. So her and I really connected over
that's
that.
Perfect.
So it was really perfect. But they actually, we did a youth waterfowl event over there in Michigan. And then he just recently invited me to go over to shoot hopefully a turkey
Ooh.
In Michigan. So I'm actually headed there on this big turkey tour. So I'll let Josh talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Josh, what's going on? Do you have, so for turkey hunting in Michigan, is it the same as Wisconsin where we have different periods like A through F, or what's it like there?
So they used to, and now I got to look at it again, but this year it's pretty sure it's the same where we're doing they start off this Saturday, which would be the 22nd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it goes to like June 1st. They used
June
to break it up.
1st.
I know.
There is different. And it was so frustrating because you only get a little bit of time. And then if you pick the first season and then boom, they're just not hot. And then the next part of that season that now I can't hunt, which happened 2 years ago to me, which is very frustrating.
Oh,
so
no.
I'm glad they changed it because, I mean, we have an abundance of birds, but we can still only take one bird, one Jake or a Tom, obviously. So
yeah. Is that for fall too? Or is
Michigan's
it
loaded.
Load? Oh, that's nice. I need to come to Michigan. I want to come with you this weekend.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be so fun. So for us, we have our turkey seasons A through F.
Yep.
And so A started.
And zones. And we have zones.
Oh, we have zones. Correct. I guess you guys don't have. No. There's no zones in Michigan?
Oh, they do. They do. It's different. But yeah, they do have zones. Yes.
So we have A through F, which started on the 19th. It goes through the 25th. And then obviously the 26th, so on and so forth until F, which is the May 24th through the 30th. So I don't know what I would be doing if I had a hunt in June.
Isn't that wild?
That seems too hot for me.
Oh, just like early bow
season.
At least
in Michigan,
September.
You know, there might not be any snow then. I mean, what's not the
I know we had snow on
Monday.
It did
snow like 2 days ago. Here now it was like 75 today.
Oh dang! Yep. No, I don't. I do not like that. So for turkey season, are you using a bow or a gun?
I always use a gun. I used to be really big into archery. I actually used to own an archery shop, a pretty
oh,
big
really?
One here in mid-Michigan.
That's really
and,
exciting.
It just things didn't work out with the building, and I just got out of it. Honestly, I didn't really have the passion for it. I don't. Like Jessica said, you know, whitetail hunt, I do still enjoy it, but it's not, it's like my number like 10 in hunting wise anymore. So for turkey, it's strictly, I just use gun. I know Jessica plans on bringing both, which is awesome. I'm really excited because the blinds we're in, she can literally do whatever she wants in those. So it's up to her at that point.
Oh, it's really exciting. So for what about this blind? Are you using do you know about those 360 blinds? Have you experienced those before?
I have not.
Yep. So this is actually a 270,
oh.
The Primos 270.
Really? That's
first thing I'm hearing. I'm really intrigued.
I don't know how I feel about those blinds because I feel like, so the silhouette, what about the silhouette? You know, when the sun rises and sunsets, like when the trees, when it's bright up, like you have to see a silhouette. Like there's no way you can't see a silhouette if it's, I don't know.
We've never had an issue with. We've used them for whitetail and then turkey,
oh.
And we've never had any issues with them. The back, so the 270, so the 360, obviously, you know, it's in its name. Same thing with 270 is mm-hmm. the 270. The back is blacked out. So if that did become a concern, obviously we could set it up, hopefully, so that we'd have the you know, the backside on the sun side or on, you know, on the sunrise.
Yeah,
if we needed to.
I mean, that would work
too. We've honestly never had any issues. You literally cannot see inside of this thing.
Not at all.
You can see out all day long.
Yeah, I've sat in them at a couple of archery shops. We have Whale Tails Archery Shop here in Buckrub.
Yeah.
I go there and I just sit in the blind and I'm like, okay, I still cannot bite the bullet to buy this. It just seems in the field, like I have to use it in the field.
For sure.
And just sunrise, sunsets, stormy, like all conditions in order to be like, hey, can I return this even though I've used it for 2 months?
But and they have a pretty price tag as well.
Oh, yes. And I'm not there yet. I just bought all my Sitka. I'm not there the other stuff yet. I'm slowly getting there.
I feel you there too.
So, Josh, what kind of turkeys are in Michigan where you're at?
So we have Easterns.
Beautiful. So just like Wisconsin, again, Easterns. There's an
abundant, yep. Yeah. That's my plan eventually is hopefully to get some other states and, you know, the Rio Miramans and everything else. But Easterns, they're fun. It is my number two to waterfowl. So
I love that. Like
oh, it. I know. I love. Have you gone out to North Dakota for waterfowl yet?
Oh, Jessica, just tell her.
Okay. Is this like a dumb question to ask?
It is not. There is no dumb questions. There is
Do
no dumb questions.
Bear poop in the woods.
No. Never mind. No. I can't say that on. Nope.
The last two years, you spent, I think, 14 days there.
14, nice.
14 days in North Dakota.
Yeah.
So Danielle's a big North Dakota person, too, for waterfowl hunting.
Yeah, I'd rather waterfowl than deer hunt. Absolutely. And I'm going to be
100%.
Yes. Finally, somebody that agrees with me. Everyone just looks at me and it's like, what's wrong with you? There's more meat on the deer. I'm like,
Josh
but
is hardcore
is more
waterfowl.
Experience. There's more memories. Yes. There's more action. There's more everything when it comes to waterfowl hunting.
Josh, tell us a little bit more about A10 Outdoors and what you do.
It's a way to switch the topic
absolutely.
There.
What it kind of goes into that, though, is what I was going to say about, you know, we're in the waterfowl conversation is, Can you have this conversation right now hunting deer?
No.
You know, that's one thing I love about waterfowl, and that's what our group is mainly is waterfowlers. And we're super close. We're all very avid hunters. Some of them are, you know, they're big into a whitetail as well. But again, waterfowl is our gig. Like that's what we do every 3 to 4 times a week. That's what we do. If we're not going out of state, we're in Michigan in the marshes or in the fields. So I started to move on from that. I started A10 Outdoors as like a little hobby outside of the fire department just to kind of keep my mind busy. You know, I've been in the fire service for 17 years and seen a lot of things, done a lot of things that, you know, Jessica, I mean, she knows what I'm talking about when I say that, it's just kind of, it drains on you. So you got to find those things, you know, to keep your mind busy. So I started this as a small hobby and boom, it turned into, we just hit all 50 states, Alaska and Hawaii were our last
so
two
crazy.
States to get our phone lines in. And we just did it like a month ago now. And it was, again, Hawaii and Alaska.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
And, thank you. I really appreciate that. And we like to give back to a lot. Obviously, we help the Wild Race, Jessica, with the youth events. We actually print her clothes, some of her clothes right now, and the youth events. We donate as much as we can to those. And I donate to a lot of local events in Michigan and, you know, outside of Michigan as well. People have reached out to me just recently. We just did one for some veterans. I just donated, I think it was 20 shirts too.
Awesome.
I think you just did one for disability, right? For a bunch of disability.
Yep.
Wow.
Yes, I try to stay on like anytime somebody messages to me, I'm like, just message me. I'll see if it fits us. And 9 times out of 10, I'm going to do it.
And I just, think
it depends on how much it is and everything, you know, and
I honestly think like that's why Josh and I developed this amazing friendship is like, you know, him, he spends his time, you know, fighting fires, you know, doing first responding. His wife is a nurse, you know, myself being a nurse, like we love to give back. And so like when I came up with this, you know, not only the TV show, but the nonprofit and everything, like finding common people to support you and that are going to be in your corner. Like, and I was just telling, I had this conversation earlier today. I'm like, Josh is just one of those people, his family, this group and everything are just like, they're such amazing people. And this community can be great, right? Full of amazing people. It can be very cutthroat, but it also can be very great. So very grateful for that. You know, Josh is brought so many amazing ideas to us. We've done a lot of things together, but just like you said, every time we had a youth event, anytime we took kids out, he personally donated his time and money and everything to be able to give those kids a custom shirt for that event. And it was really awesome and very great to see that, you know, there's other like-minded businesses and mm-hmm. people out there that are here for the same common cause, right? Is to like get these kids outdoors, give them opportunities. He does stuff with vets, you know, and it's just, it's really great to have those people, you know?
Yeah, and support those people out there.
Absolutely.
They need to be heard too.
Absolutely.
So yeah, that's absolutely wonderful. It's so great that you guys both do that together and found each other.
And of all things, TikTok.
Yeah.
It's how great. In the world.
TikTok definitely brings a lot of people together. It does. Yeah, social media is a huge thing.
Yeah.
What was that, Josh?
Yeah, it's TikTok brought in a lot of great friendships, like Jess was saying in the beginning. That group, we call our, what is it, dysfunctional?
The dysfunctional degenerate family.
That's awesome.
Because we were literally on live until sometimes 3, 4, 5 in the morning,
yeah,
just shooting the breeze about hunting. You know, we had younger guys for mm-hmm. younger kids. When, you know, kids below 18 were allowed to be on there, they were asking hunting questions, and you know, we were trying to, you know, get them more involved with stuff. And then it kind of, you know, obviously when things changed with TikTok, where that you can't be on there anymore if you're mm-hmm. under 18, and so gears kind of changed a little bit, and just make a lot of friends across the, you know, just it, to me, it's more connections,
yep,
networking, and
that's what's amazing about hunting,
mm-hmm.
this hunting industry.
Oh yep. Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, what about your daughter? So you said your daughter hunts too, then?
She's more into like, she likes the photography side of it. She's only 12 years old.
That's fantastic.
We thought she'd be into more of the hunting side, but kind of shy with it.
But the photography shots though, like I would love to have a camera in order to go out and do that. I would, not all days, but some days I want to go out there and just take pictures of the birds and everyone's shooting. Like you capture those memories, like shooting the memories and shooting birds, like are still like the same level minus food. But like there's like I absolutely love doing that. That's why I got this camera. Like I take stupid amount of pictures.
Well, he just asked you what kind of dog.
Oh,
I think.
I'm sorry, my fault. I got really excited about talking about photography.
We have Bandit in studio today.
Yeah, he's a 4-year-old fox red lab.
He's so cute.
When we talk about North Dakota, when he sees that anything hunting, he's there. He's done. He is doing it. I shot a diver duck. Where were we? I think like Michigan.
Okay.
And it wasn't way out there. It was close to shore. And he went out there and that mother trucker dove down and collapsed onto some weeds down there. Because, you know, if you just wing them, they dive down and they pass away underwater.
Yep.
Bandit dove down nonstop and I was getting terrified. And I'm wearing waders too. Like me and waders in water. I love what I do, but it terrifies me. But Bandit, he was two, dove down there and got that bird.
That's amazing.
I was crying tears. I was so happy.
Did you know that some of those diver ducks, especially like Old Squaw, if you look it up, they can dive up to 200 feet.
That's 200 insane.
Feet? Ooh.
Old Squaw, which is a long tail duck. That's what we hunt on here on in Michigan.
Yeah, we hunt out here for Old Squaw, too, on layup boats. Which we were talking about layup boat.
How you were terrified. You guys ever
I'm absolutely terrified. Josh,
you, your wife, and your daughter are coming out with us. I'm going to spoil you guys with a...
Josh,
layout boat
I'm
hunter.
Telling you, I don't
we
do
have
layout
one minute.
Boats.
We have 1 minute to break. So, but Josh, you can more than welcome to stay on the phone and talk with us. Or you can hang up and we can talk next week. You know, you could be a regular phone guest if you want to be. I don't mind. But it was absolutely wonderful to talk to you. If you're heading out right now, that's totally fine. If not, like I said, that's fine too. But I would love to hear more about your daughter and the wife getting into the outdoors, see what that's like, because it's different for everybody.
It is totally different.
Oh my gosh, Anastasia, you're rushing me.
She's rushing you. She's telling us that we got time.
Give us a call back at 844-967-2789. Thank you, Josh, so much for calling, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you, Josh.
Awesome. We'll talk to you guys. Yep. Take care, guys.
Oh my goodness, I hate when I do that. I'm like sweating.
Don't sweat. Well, it's hot in general. It's like 74 in Wisconsin.
And it's warm in here. It's very warm. I feel like we need open windows. But now I'm excited for waterfowl hunting. And the waterfowl dates come out this April from the DNR.
Yes!
So I'm excited to see because I don't know what day it is.
So
I keep
excited.
Looking like a present, like a Christmas. But there's that music. It was a call at 844-967-2789.
Ready for a journey to Flavortown? Head over to Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill. They've been serving up the best food in Wrigleyville for 8 years and counting. From their famous smoked chicken wings to their tempura battered cheese curds, every bite is a trip to flavor heaven. And with hospitality that's second to none, you'll feel right at home. So why wait until after the game? Rev up your taste buds and join them at Roadhouse 66 Gas and Grill at 3478 North Clark Street in Chicago. Check out their menu on Facebook.
Paid for by U.S. Telecom. Closing the nation's digital divide is more important than ever. Broadband internet opens doors to education, jobs, and healthcare. America's broadband providers are making historic levels of investment, including $86 billion in 2021 alone, to bridge the divide. But millions of Americans, many in rural areas, still lack access to high-speed internet. New federal infrastructure investment will provide more than $42 billion to expand the nation's broadband connectivity. U.S. Telecom President and CEO Jonathan Spalter.
Broadband providers exist to connect communities to opportunity. We did this first through telephone lines and now high-speed internet. Working alongside our company's own investments, these once-in-a-generation federal funds can help achieve our shared goal of high-speed internet for all. State and local officials can lead by ensuring these funds are used wisely by partnering with companies that have proven experience connecting our communities.
To learn more, visit ustelecom.org.
Mary Jane's in Waukesha is truly all things hemp. Celebrate 420 today and let Mary teach you all about the benefits of hemp and recommend the perfect product for whatever ails you. 335 West Main Street in downtown Waukesha. Open daily 11 to 6 or online at maryjaneshempshop.com.
Weather brought to you by Freshfin, bringing you a fresh and healthy fast casual experience. Seafood, chicken, pork, or tofu. The bowl options at Freshfin are endless. Check them out at the corners of Brookfield, Bayshore Mall, East Side, and Third Ward, or online at freshfin.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy tonight with lows around 38. West winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Highs level off around 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Lows level off around 34. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Much cooler Saturday and Sunday with highs in the middle 40s. Mixed precipitation possible at times Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Muskego to Pewaukee, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to Raised in Wisco. This is your co-host, Danielle Fairman. I want to give a big thank you to the Kennedy clan listening out there. If you still listen when Joel's gone, thank you so much. Thank you to all of our loyal listeners. Thank you to all the new listeners. Thank you to everybody. This is a very thankful episode right now, I guess. I'm feeling very cheery.
It's the velvety smooth.
Okay, when she keeps saying velvety smooth, I brought wine into the studio today. And wine makes me sassy, but it also, yeah, yes. So, people, I'm sorry. Not really. But, you know, stuff happens. It's 7 o'clock on a Thursday. Beautiful.
It's like almost 8 o'clock at night.
Okay, it's almost 8 o'clock at night. So that means we're almost done with
it
the show.
It is beautiful.
Okay, but because I know we're running out of time. This is one of the shorter ones. 810. So the number 8.
The number 8.
And the letter 10.
T-E-N.
Outdoors.
Outdoors.
And I went, so, like you. I'm not, okay, hold on, rewind.
Holding.
I am not like you.
Holding.
Holding, because you are beautiful, you have great skin, you have great hair, you have great clothes, you have, like, soft, velvety, smooth skin. Like, you're gorgeous. And then here's me. She looks gorgeous coming to the studio, and I'm wearing a sweatshirt, my oldest ball cap that I have.
Okay.
No makeup, pimply skin, because I eat a lot of pizza, and I drink a lot of beer. And I work construction, so I'm outside getting all the nastiness in my face. And, you know, all the things. I don't know where I'm... Oh, okay, so this is where I'm going with this. But so, my wardrobe, you look gorgeous. You have the fancy shirts. You have the fringe. You have the lace. You have the leather jacket. You have the cute shoes. I want cute Danielle. Shoes. But 810 Outdoors has my new favorite sweater. It is. This is where I'm going. I had a purpose. Okay. I have to find this again. Okay, so 810 Outdoors, they have this shirt that I have to get. It is mallards, hen mallards, and, you know, drakes, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's a Western scene, and they have cowboy boots on and cowboy jackets and little handguns. It's the ducks are fighting each other, and then it's the greatest, it's a showdown, and it's the greatest thing. So all I hear is like the ching, ching, ching of the spurs from the Ducks. Like this shirt, it speaks to me. I need this shirt in my life. Closet is full of funny shirts. I have...
Danielle, what size shirt do you wear?
I wear a medium.
Okay, well,
medium large.
That will be my gift to you.
Oh, my birthday is in 78 days. Wait, hold on. 78 days is my fourth year of pronouns. I think my birthday is longer than that. Mm-hmm. Hold on. Hold, please. Hold, please. I have this on my phone. 58 days. 58 days, I'll be 35 years young. Thank you very much. Okay, but I have a Cabela shirt. It has two labs on the back. Do you know what it says on the back?
What?
Don't stop retrieving.
Oh, my God.
Like, I don't have cute clothes. I wear dresses. I wear sundresses.
But okay, but here's the thing.
My clothes are sweaters.
Danielle, but here's the thing. Jessica works from home. She also works at the hospital, which requires scrubs. Other than that, when I get invited to do things like this, this is the only time, that or a date, the only times that I get to dress up. The only time I get to dress up. So I am going to take full advantage.
Did you dress up for me?
I dress up for Bandit. Duh.
Oh, duh.
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 Got it.
Duh. So no, I dress, this is where I get to dress up. Otherwise, I am like the most low maintenance person. I will literally, my camera guys will be up and ready to go 5 minutes before we got to go out the door. I wake up, brush my hair out, brush my teeth, put down deodorant, throw on my camo, and I'm done. I'm out. I don't care. I will sleep in my makeup or I'll take it off. I don't care about my makeup. Brush my hair, throw it up in a hat.
I feel like you're just like naturally pretty though. Doesn't really matter.
Yep.
This is a compliment session for you. It happens. Accept it. Accept my love.
Accepting your love.
Thank you.
Currently accepting your love.
I appreciate that. Okay. So, 810 Outdoors. I'm going to get him here and go out layout boat hunting.
We're
going to
go layout boat hunting.
Because you're going to go do it too.
I can. Honey, layout boat hunting.
It's going to happen.
Is not my thing.
Well,
I tried it one time and I thought I was going to die.
YOLO.
But I also want YOLO. King Eiders on my list. So I know that we're going to have to make this happen some way or somehow. We're going to have to make this work.
Have you got an old squaw?
I don't have an old squaw either, or a harlequin. That's my also one.
It is going to happen.
So we got
to
make it work.
Things are going to happen. Okay, walleye fishing. Did you get a walleye?
I didn't. I've not gone out once this year for walleye fishing. We don't need to talk about how disappointing it is.
But it's not disappointing for me because I got two.
So disappointing.
What was disappointing about me this past week? I don't know why I keep clapping. I get excited. listen, Linda.
Anastasia's face is priceless.
Linda,
listen. Yes.
So we're out walleye fishing this past weekend, and they're spawning right now. They have been spawning for a while.
Yep.
So you cast it out, you reel it in, and there's a good chance.
It's more like snagging.
Yeah, there is a good chance that people are going to snag a fish.
100%.
In which I did. I did. Probably snagged, I'm gonna say about 30.
Can I ask
fish.
You a question?
Yeah.
How many times did you fall? Because every time I go there, I fall.
No, I never fall.
Fill my waders, freezing.
Absolutely not.
Because I'm such a klutz.
Terrified of that. I am terrified.
The current is so strong.
Not in all spots. Not in all spots.
Okay, well, clearly.
And
where
also, I have a wonderful, wonderful boyfriend because he knows I am terrified. I am terrified of water. I'm terrified of drowning. Like, if I can't touch the bottom, I'm freaking out, right? So he
don't
stood
have that.
In the. He
then
stood
you-
in the. He stood in the current for me and held my hand as
That's
I walked
very
across
nice.
Each
That's
time.
Very nice.
And I lost
what a gentleman.
Quite a few lures,
okay.
As I always do.
We all do. Fishing is never endless.
I snagged 30, 40.
Okay.
Like a lot.
Okay.
And then there were people next to me. Every time they would snag a fish, it was a bigger one, they would hold it up and take a picture. I feel like you can't take a picture of a snagged fish because you didn't catch it. You did not catch it.
You more so snagged it.
You did not catch it. Yeah. This should not be something you're celebrating. Celebrate when you actually legally catch it.
Yeah.
Like not on the nose, not on the top of the head. When you legally catch it in the lips. I'm clapping again. The lips. The walleye cheeks are the delicious. But I got two of them that were 29 plus, none over 31, and then all of them were just smaller ones.
Okay.
Which was great. Fantastic. Wonderful.
Perfect.
But again.
Any keepers?
Yeah. Well, you can keep one in the river. You
I was
can
gonna
keep
say,
one
did
a
you,
day.
Did you find one to keep?
Yeah,
you?
I did.
Okay, good.
Kept four, two per person.
Perfect.
yeah, whatever. We'll get back to it because we have almost a break again.
How is this happening?
Anastasia keeps yelling at me with her fingers. So give us a call at 844-967-2789. We'll get back and talk more about walleye fishing and all the other things.
We're leaving for the night. Wrap up.
Oh, what? Oh, my goodness. No. Oh, my goodness. We will not come back to you. We'll come back to you next week. Stay tuned next week and stay tuned on Saturday and Sunday for Charlie Baron.
Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, my goodness. I cannot believe I just...
Milwaukee. You have to check out Mobcraft Beer,
the world's first crowdsourced brewery
where they turn your ideas into beer. Stop in their downtown tap room to try flagships, seasonals, limited release crowdsourced brews that you won't find anywhere else, and more. Mobcraft also has a pizza kitchen making craft pies with the freshest ingredients. And enjoy their amazing tap room featuring over 20 constantly rotating draft lines, indoor and outdoor seating on their dog-friendly patio, and a killer view of the Milwaukee skyline. Mobcraft Beer, located in the heart of Walker's Point in Milwaukee.
For more info, head to mobcraftbeer.com.
Embroidery Professionals Plus, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm looking to get my business logo put on some things. Is that something that you do?
Absolutely. Do you have items in hand or do you need to order apparel?
Actually, both.
Were you interested in having your logo embroidered or printed?
Actually, both.
Well, you called the right place. To get started,
Embroidery Professionals Plus has custom apparel specialists ready to work with your business, too. Two Wisconsin locations in Deerfield and in Eden. Embroidery Professionals Plus, apparel you love, service you crave. Oh, yeah, and home of the Wisconsin...
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.